Okay, our friends. So today we're still on the Valentine's Day track. I guess we just can't get off of it until actual Valentine's Day, right? Seems right, doesn't it? Okay, so in celebration of that, today we are reading a story called Love, Ruby Valentine. The story was written by Lori Friedman. It's illustrated by Lynn Averill. And it's read today by Mommy. And who are you? Hold on. Philip? Oh my gosh, you guys. Philip is with me today and I couldn't be happier. Are you ready for a story, Philip?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Deep in the heart of Heartland, in a house of oak and pine, with her feathered friend named Lovebird, lived Ruby Valentine. I like her house. It has heart-shaped windows. Well, one of them is. Now, Ruby had a favorite day, and Valentine's was it. According to all who knew her, this day was a perfect fit. Ruby loved to say, "I love you." And she loved to say, "Be mine." And she loved to sign her hearts and cards, "Love, Ruby Valentine." Valentine's was Ruby's chance to do what she loved best. As the special day drew closer, Ruby would not stop to rest. With 5 days until Valentine's, Ruby started making cards. She and Lovebird sprinkled glitter. They curled ribbons by the yards. With 4 days down and counting, Ruby and Lovebird began to bake. They cut out heart-shaped cookies. They iced a heart-shaped cake. And wow, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a huge cake. It's all these, got all these tiers of sweetness to it. I think I would eat that and get very sick. It's a lot of sugar. They never left the kitchen. With only 3 days more to go, Ruby and Lovebird filled up goodie bags and tied each one with a bow. Now that's very sweet, isn't it? Mm-hmm. With 2 days remaining, they worked morning, noon, and night, signing cards and wrapping gifts until each package was just right. With Valentine's 1 day away, Ruby carefully checked her list. Then she loaded up her wagon. No one in Heartland would be missed. I think she has made a Valentine's Day gift for literally everyone in her town. Can you imagine doing that? That's such a sweet, kind thing to do. The night before Valentine's Day, Ruby chose what she would wear. She tried on her purse and shoes and washed and curled her hair. When everything was in order, Ruby made a special sign. It sat high atop her wagon and read, "Love, Ruby Valentine." Tired from all her hard work, Ruby laid down in her bed. She hadn't planned to stay so long, just to picture the day ahead. But when she closed her eyes, Lovebird scarcely made a peep. She snuggled up next to Ruby and they both fell fast asleep. Her room, by the way, has a heart-shaped mirror and heart-shaped decor all around, even on her bed. They slept right through the morning. Uh-oh. And on into the afternoon. Double uh-oh. They slept right past the evening. They never saw the moon. Oh, no! And I know, I'm very worried. And when they finally awoke, Ruby saw with dread the date. That was when she realized she was very, very late.
I can't believe I missed Valentine's. Now I'll have to wait a year to tell everyone I love them.
Ruby wiped away a tear.
Well, hold on now.
Do you think that she has to wait for a whole year before she can tell someone that she loves them? I have a question for you. Do you only tell someone that you love them on Valentine's Day? No. No. Oh, Ruby.
She slowly picked up cards and started putting gifts away when, in a squeaky voice, Lovebird said,
Let's go today.
Ruby looked at Lovebird.
Folks won't like this one little bit. It's the 15th, not the 14th. They're sure to pitch a fit.
But Lovebird kept on squawking, so Ruby made a choice.
All we can do is try it,
she said in a tiny voice. So she straightened up her wagon and tried hard not to frown. With Lovebird on her shoulder, Ruby slowly walked through town. She delivered cards and candy. She passed cookies from a tray. She gave out little gifts and goodie bags to all the townspeople that day. Then she summoned up her courage and did what she had to do.
I know I'm late,
she cried,
but I'm so, so sorry, too.
And in the picture, we can see her. It looks like maybe she's in the town square, don't you think? On top of a statue. And she's making the announcement to all the people in the town.
What happened next surprised her. No one seemed to mind. They just thanked and hugged her for being so sweet and kind.
You made today a celebration.
Why should we protest?
Hip hip hooray for Ruby.
We think you're the very best. That's when Ruby realized that saying, I love you, doesn't have to wait till Valentine's. Any day will do.
So now she sends out cards all year that say, will you be mine? And she signs each and every one.
Love, Ruby Valentine.
And what a wonderful reminder that we can show love all year round. Right? Uh-huh. And it is also
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.